Wir sind Theresa und
Nemo.
Und deshalb sind wir zu Shopify gewechselt.
Die Plattform, die wir vor Shopify verwendet haben, hat regelmäßig Updates gebraucht, die teilweise dazu geführt haben, dass der Shop nicht funktioniert hat.
Endlich macht unser Nemo-Boards-Shop dadurch auch auf den Mobilgeräten eine gute Figur. Und die Illustrationen auf den Boards kommen jetzt viel, viel klarer rüber, was uns ja auch wichtig ist und was unsere Marke auch ausmacht.
Starte deinen Test noch heute für 1 Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/radio.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Friday in Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and it is going to be such a fun, awesome day today. We'll talk about the Supreme Court and the affirmative action ban and what the different races think in the country. Some lady filmed herself getting fired, doesn't regret it. We'll talk about that. Your Ask Dr. Jesse questions are the best ever, including somebody rightfully calling me out. I'm going to open up the show with that. That's something I should address. Communists, why do they actually want to take away our freedom? What do they get from that? The elite ones. Raising respectful boys, adding people to Mount Rushmore, the Black National Anthem, all that, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to anything else, let's dig into what I think is a very, very fair criticism question. I don't know that that's how he meant it, but it's a very fair question. So, you know, last week, Chris was gone, having a baby at home with a baby, wife, all those things. And you know I went to New York City because Chris was gone, added some added production help. That's why the show probably sounded a little weird. But I was in New York City. And you know I do go to New York City. It's where the suits are. If I'm being honest, I love it. My wife loves it. I've always loved it. I can't help it. It's big and it's wild and it's crazy and it's old and the food is amazing and the history is so rich there. You could just do history tours of New York City all day. I love it. I love it. I love it more than New Yorkers do. I love it. All right. So I go. Oftentimes it's for work though. Like last week it was for work. And you also know, especially in the wake of the Daniel Penny situation, what I've said. Now, obviously, the Daniel Penny situation is this. You already know this. Daniel Penny, United States Marine, riding a subway. Nutball gets on the subway, starts threatening people. Penny puts him in a rear naked choke. Guy ends up dying. Now Daniel Penny's facing, you know, state prison charges. And as I've explained over and over and over again, in this blue area of yours, where there's no level of state protection. In fact, every level of government hates you. And here's what I mean by that. It's not just when you're sitting in New York City that the president hates you. Your governor hates you. Kathy Hochul, if she could read your Facebook posts and have the authority to read your texts to your buddies, the things like that, she would throw you in prison right now for what you believe. Your mayor hates you. He does. Alvin Bragg, he hates you. New York City DA hates you. He would and would love to find a reason to throw you in prison for what you believe. So you don't have any level of state protection on your side. And maybe you're sitting there saying, well, Jesse, the NYPD. Well, yeah, but they're slowly changing that too. You heard about all the retirements. They're all quitting. They're all going to be cops somewhere else. They're going to fill up the department with loyal turds who will do whatever the evil commies want done. You're not going to have them for much longer either. So what I've said is, when you're in big cities, when you're in these blue areas, you need to keep your head down and your mouth shut and operate as if you are behind enemy lines, because you are. You ever going to take any... you ever going to take a vacation to North Korea? I doubt it. It's not a popular vacation spot. But you are aware of what can happen to you there without a fair trial, right? Do I need to remind you about what is Otto Warmbier? I know I'm saying his last name wrong. Forgive me for that. A teenage kid, they arrested him for really nothing, tortured him to death. Friggin' the story still makes my blood boil.
You know what could happen in North Korea? So if you were to ever go to North Korea, not that I'm encouraging you to do so, are you going to litter? Are you going to get loud in a bar, have too much to drink one night and start yelling? No, you're not, are you? You're going to keep your head down and your mouth shut because you understand you're behind enemy lines and your entire life can be destroyed tomorrow. And so Daniel Penny steps in, does, I think we would all agree, the right thing. And now his life is destroyed. And so what I've told you is get out. Anyway, that leads me to this. The subject of this one is practice what you preach. He calls me Godzilla. He said, Jesse, you recently said you took a trip up to New York City to see the suits. If you were up there and saw something similar to the Daniel Penny situation, would you step in? You always go on about teaching your sons to protect women and people that need them. I'm just curious if you were in a blue state, if things would be different. You can say my name. He says his name is Ryan. And the reason I wanted to read this is because I don't know whether that was a criticism or not, but I'll tell you, I'm very, very conflicted. And this is why. I tell you to keep your head down and your mouth shut, right? Behind enemy lines, keep your head down, your mouth shut, stay out of prison. At the same time, me, I'm walking down the sidewalk with a dirt water dog, which I love so much. That's a hot dog. That's a sidewalk hot dog, Chris. We've got to get you up to New York City. Yes, they have kosher ones. They're incredible. Anyway, I'm walking down the sidewalk with the dirt water dog, and there's some woman there, and some dude comes up to her, and let's make it beyond yelling. Let's make it beyond yelling. Starts grabbing at her, and I'm walking by. Am I going to be able to just walk by that? Put my head down and mouth shut. No, that, honest, it's just you and me talking here. No, I cannot. I cannot. But I should. Maybe. See why I'm having this conversation? I'm very, very conflicted. I understand in that moment, if I step in, as I probably would, I don't think I could not, and still call myself a man. I understand if I step in there, that I am most likely taking myself away from my wife and children for I don't know how many years. I pop him in the jaw. Let's say, God forbid, he falls down, bangs his head on the sidewalk. God forbid, dies or something like that. I know I'm getting rung up for at least manslaughter in New York and I'm gone. Especially me. Right? They'd probably just charge me with murder one and put me in the chair. I understand that. So I'm worried that I'm a hypocrite, and I don't know how to explain this any deeper, so I'm going to move on. I can't walk by that, but maybe I should. And so this is why I tell you to get out. This is why I tell you to get out, and honestly, this is why I don't spend as much time there as I used to, unless I have to go up there for professional purposes. This is why I don't go to New York City very often, because I think about that. I think about, hey, what if some commie recognizes me walking up the sidewalk, starts chirping in my face, starts maybe even getting in my personal space, putting his hands on me? What am I supposed to do about that? I know what I'd like to do about that. I also know that, like, what do you do? The solution is to get out from behind enemy lines. I know everything I just said makes me probably a big fat hypocrite. I tell you to keep your head down and your mouth shut. At the same time, I tell you I can't walk by that. I don't know that there's a right answer. The best answer is don't let your city descend into an evil communist hellhole. But nevertheless, this is the nation in which we live. Which brings me to this. Jesse, why do the elite communists want to take away our freedom? The subject of this is, what is the purpose of it all? If they don't actually believe in the cause, what's in it for them? If it's money and power they're after, why are almost all the billionaires on their side? Okay, let me explain. What's in it for them? Why? Because remember, that's just a little backstory for maybe new listeners trying to understand what's happening in the country, what they see. It's not just here in America today. In every country communism has ever took hold, there are two different versions of communists. There's a division, two different divisions, I should call it. There are elite communist scum, and there are street communist scum. And they both serve a different purpose. The street communist scum, that's the Antifas, the Black Lives Matter, the new gay pride parade rally people. That's the street communist scum. They have a purpose. They are one, they are true believers. The people at the Black Lives Matter rally, they genuinely think they're oppressed for the color of their skin, and only burning down America and hating white people will fix it. The people at the LGBTQ rally really believe in their demonic religion. They are the true believers, and they are the shock troops. If you want to, say, intimidate a Supreme Court justice, well, Chuck Schumer isn't going down there to protest in front of Brett Kavanaugh's house. All he has to do is stand up in front of the people, as he did, and say, "You'll reap the whirlwind, Supreme Court." And he knows street communist scum will interpret that as a call to action, and they will go and intimidate. They intimidate, they murder, they harass. This is what street communist scum has always done. And they are true believers. And then there are the elite communist scums. The Bill Gates of the world, the Bidens, the Pelosis, they don't actually believe in any of this commie gobbledygook. They just understand it helps them achieve power. So why do the people who only care about money and power want to take away our freedom? Let's talk about that in a moment. Before we talk about that, speaking of freedom, obviously, as you well know, I've run a large spectrum when it comes to my own personal finances. Financial freedom is something that is important too. And maybe you're struggling right now. I hope you're not. Maybe you are. Maybe you're doing well. You know about Done For You Real Estate. I've told you about them many times. Real estate investing, things you can touch and feel. When they're blowing up the dollar and everything else, things you can touch and feel. Done For You Real Estate, it's worth a phone call. You hear me? It's not for millionaires and billionaires. Jesse, I don't have the money for that. This is for normal people to begin building a real estate portfolio, and Done For You Real Estate will handle it all for you. They make it easy. Go to doneforyoujesse.com. You want to have 10 rental homes and retire one day? Oh, I can't do that. I'm just a teacher. Yes, you can. doneforyoujesse.com. All right? We'll be back.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Remember, you can still email us. We're live here, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So there's a little story out from today. It's actually out from earlier in the year, but people are talking about it today. It's going to tie into a part of answering this question. In case you're just now joining us, the question was, why do the elite communists, maybe we're talking about the two different communist divisions, always have been, elite communist scum, that's the millionaires, billionaires, politicians, they're not true believers, but they actually carry out the message. And then there's the street communist scum. They are the true believers. They'll never actually achieve true power, but they have a mission. Rob, harass, steal, murder, they are the enforcement arm for the elites. And the guy's question is, why do the elites want to take away our freedom? They don't believe in the cause. What's in it for them? And then he says, if it's money and power they're after, then why? They're almost all the billionaires are on their side. Okay, so I want to address something about that. In Roman society, just stay with me, we'll do a little history here. In Roman society, there were different classes of people. Obviously, we don't want to live in a society like that, but very much a caste system of society. Just as a quick side note, you should know one of the lowest rungs of society were ladies of the night. You understand that? You also understand that the Romans considered actors part of that same class, actors and actresses. It was a scandal if you were in high society and you were seen talking to an actor or an actress. That's how low they thought of that profession. Anyway, those people lead our society now. Anyway, setting that aside. But at the tip top of Roman society, stay with me. This I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. At the tip top of Roman society was not really the wealthiest men in society. They were wealthy. They were wealthy. And sometimes they were some of the wealthiest men. But it was the Senate class where you would get the proconsuls, where you would get the senators, the politicians who actually held government power in their hands. They were the highest class in Roman society. Right underneath them, but lower, was a class of, how do I want to put this, knights. We'll call them knights, although don't think of them like medieval knights, but that's kind of what they were thought as. They were thought as knights. These were not the Senate class. Daddy wasn't a general that fought Hannibal in Africa, but they were the business class. These were the CEOs, the billionaires of the day. They ran trade. They were merchants. They did all kinds of things. And oftentimes, normally, they were more wealthy, pure money-wise, than the top class. If you were one of the merchant types, you probably had more money than the senator who represented you, pure money-wise. But remember this. Remember, money and power are not always the same thing. Now, usually one leads to more of the other. If you have some money, you can usually buy some power. If you have some power, you can usually weasel your way into some money. But they are not identical things. The communist, he wants power more than he wants money. The money comes with it. And allow me to explain. Just pause. This is a long way to get there. I'm going to answer the rest of the question. So the story today, it's actually not from today, just everyone's talking about it today. The Supreme Court, they put a stop to affirmative action when it comes to enrollment in universities. Hey, you're no longer allowed to say, Whitey, you're not here. We're only taking black students. That's racist. You're not allowed to do that. And what happened was Axios, some media company that's really garbage, but they ran a poll checking with each race demographic or the major race demographics to see if they approved of SCOTUS's decision. SCOTUS said no more being racist, and they went and dug into each demographic to see if they approved the decision. And every race demographic actually approved of the decision. To different levels. White people really loved it. Hispanic people loved it. Asians loved it. Black people didn't love it as much, but still a majority of black people liked that. They don't want to be considered affirmative action hires either. So they liked that decision. And somebody put it out there. I'm not going to blast them because they didn't mean anything by this, but they put it out there. And they said, see, look, no one likes affirmative action. This is crap. This is garbage. But this is where people don't understand communism. People take their values, and again, they make the mistake of projecting those values onto the communist. You, let's before we get to them, you, let's talk about you for a moment. You have beliefs, right? You have a belief system of some kind. Political beliefs, probably religious beliefs. You have a belief system. What do you want for the people around you? What do you want for them? You want for them, if you're a normal person, I know this is what I want, you want for them to adopt your belief system. You believe your belief system is right. You want them to come on board with what you believe. That's your desire. But it's important for the American right to understand something. That is actually not what the communist desires. That's not his base desire, to get you to come on board with his religion. We will talk about his base desire in a moment, and it'll all come back. I'll put a little bow on all this, and we'll move on to some more Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Now, walking through all this is probably easy for you. Why? It's not because I'm explaining it. Well, it's because you've already been taking your male vitality stack and female vitality stack from Chalk, and you haven't just seen a difference in your physical energy. Your mind works better now, doesn't it? Had a guy describe it to me as, you know how you wake up in the morning and it's foggy? He put it in an email. He said, you know how you wake up in the morning and it's foggy? And slowly as the sun starts coming up, the fog just slowly starts going away and soon it's gone. He said, that was what my first 3 months with Chalk was like. Because about 3 months, and that's when you'll really, really experience the best of the best. And then it only gets better from there. But it takes about 3 months to get Chalk. Start taking a stack from Chalk, male or female, I don't care, depending on what you are. CHOQ.com, natural herbal supplements. Time to drop the big pharma stuff. Time to take care of ourselves in natural ways. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse, gets your big savings on everything. The communist space desire versus yours. Next.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I didn't ask Dr. Jesse Friday. We're talking about power and money and communism and whatnot. And so just a quick briefing here. Somebody was talking about, well, every race loves the Supreme Court decision that we're eliminating affirmative action. And what I'm saying is that shows me still people on the right don't understand what they're dealing with. Now let's go to the communist and his base desire. You have a belief system, political, religious. You have a belief system, and you have that belief system because you believe it is the correct one. Do you not? And as such, you want the people around you to adopt your belief system, even the liberal Aunt Peggy's in your life. The liberal Aunt Peggy that is your aunt or your sister or you work with them or your buddy. You don't want him to die. You don't want to dominate him. You don't want him to go to prison. More than anything, you want him to change, don't you? You want him to adopt your point of view. And because that's what you want, you project those values onto the communist. You think he must think of his values the same way. Oh, the communist. Look, communist. See, people don't like your affirmative action, communist. See, communist, your affirmative action isn't popular. But you don't understand what you're dealing with. The communist isn't trying to be popular. He isn't trying to earn a majority of the support out there. He isn't trying to get you to come around to his point of view. Now, don't get me wrong. He won't complain if you do. That's fine with him. He would like it if you would. But that is not a base motivation for him at all. It's a base motivation for you. His base motivation is power. He doesn't care whether you come on board or not. He wants to take charge of you. That way, he doesn't have to worry about whether or not you come on board. Your dog is actually a great example of this. Let's use your dog. We'll use your dog as an example. Me. I don't want my dog to poop in the house. That's a bad thing. Fred, no pooping in the house. And so I have to discipline that out of him as a puppy. However you choose to do that, that weird dog whispering stuff, whip him with a newspaper, whatever you intend to do. But you have to assert your power over the dog. That way your dog never even considers going poopy in the house because he understands the person with power over him will punish him. What does that do for you? You don't have to stress about your dog going poop in the house because you didn't talk him into it. You made him. You will not go poop in the house. The communist never wants to have to stop and earn your approval, talk you into things. It's just easier if he owns you, if he controls you. You see, the communist doesn't care what the different races think about affirmative action. The communist simply intends to seize the choke points of power in society, which he has done, and then force his views onto you, whether or not that's for you or not, whether or not you like it or not. He doesn't care whether it's popular. You want to know an example? Speaking of the law and the law industry, the defense, or DOJ, lawyers, all these things, think of that. I want you to listen to this. This is a law school professor. This is courtesy of my buddy Ilya Shapiro. This is from him, not me. Frank Emmert is his name. Indiana Law School. I want you to listen. It's a little long. Listen. This is a human being who is grooming the next generation of lawyer communists to seize power. Not earn your approval. Not try to win you over. Seize power to destroy this country he hates so much.
You yourself and us as a society, we are evolving. right? I really hate, and I can't say this in more polite terms, the so-called originalists for the U.S. Constitution. I can't care less what the founding fathers thought 250 years ago when they wrote that constitution. They were completely different people in a completely different world. They were actually probably slaveholders and racists and misogynists compared to what we know today, right?
Just pause real quick. I'm going to let him keep going. Don't do what Jewish producer Chris just did and roll your eyes. Now, that's fine. You can roll your eyes. But this human being is not powerless. That judge who you're going to be standing in front of, God forbid, one day. He's currently being educated by this law professor. That lawyer, that DA who's going to decide whether or not to press charges against you. He's currently being educated by this law professor. This is a human being who has seized a choke point of power, meaning he's teaching the next generation of legal people, and he's using his power.
And who is going to tell us that we have to interpret our constitution by what these people were thinking 250 years ago? That basically denies an entire country the idea that we can learn and get better. That is ludicrously stupid, in my opinion, right? Because what were women's rights? Did women vote back then? I don't think so. Right?
No, that's back when the country was free. Right?
And they probably didn't have the right to own land or property or... I mean, the idea that this is relevant for constitutional interpretation.
Women absolutely owned property in the beginning of America. I know, I know this is a popular modern day interpretation that women were a bunch of slaves that had to walk around in chains like some kind of deranged radical jihad country. That's not in any way true about the founding of this country. Women were treasured and honored in this country. No, they couldn't vote, but that's just because we wanted America to remain free. They were treasured and honored.
Is actually stupid to the point of pain, right? Painfulness.
Yeah, okay, so, okay, whatever. You got it. That law professor, that communist, why is he a law professor? Why choose that profession? After all, old timer in the legal profession like that could have a more lucrative job working in law somewhere. Why go into being a professor? Why? Because he's interested in seizing a choke point of power. The communists seize the choke points in your society. They seize the areas where everyone has to filter through, giving him an outsized influence for how popular his actual religion is. The communist doesn't worry about winning majorities. Back to what the question was originally. The billionaires versus the politicians and whatnot. Listen, the Bill Gates of the world are very, very powerful people. I'm not going to act like they're not. But in America's gangster capitalist system, which is not capitalism at all, the billionaires understand the true power lies in the hands of the government. The government is so big now, its fingers are in so many pies now, that you can't get wealthy and powerful enough to separate yourself from the true power of the government. The government holds the law in its hands. It holds the law enforcement in its hands. You don't believe me? Ask New York Mayor Eric Adams how it actually works. Loyal Democrat his entire life, criticizes Joe Biden publicly in a very tepid way twice. They sent the FBI after him. That's real power. Real power comes with the ability to control the DAs and the FBI and the DOJ. Oh, the billionaire class matters, and they are extremely powerful, but that's not where real power is. Real power lies in the hands of a government that has gotten way too big. They're the ones you really, really, really can't cross. Now, as to the answer to the original question, why do these people want to take away our freedom? Well, if I don't care about you as a human being, if you're not a unique God-breathed soul to me, if you're nothing to me, if I'm an anti-human, or in the very least just a sociopath, well, I would rather own you than convince you, as we were talking about. I don't want you to work for me. I want to enslave you. I don't want to ask you to work extra today. I'm going to tell you to work extra today. That's why they do what they do. It's easier for these demons who have no morals to be slave owners. That's the truth. All right, more emails. Jesse, I too washed dishes as a teenager. Oh, that's from last night. First night on the job, I ran all the cast iron through the high-powered industrial dishwasher. It came out a hot, rusty mess. Decades of seasoning. Unceremoniously. That's why it's a big word, Chris. Blasted away. Needless to say, the chef was not impressed. We stayed late into the night scrubbing off the rust and re-seasoning everything. My 13-year-old body was hardly fazed by the effort, but nowadays I'd need some relief factor for sure. His name is Brian. You know what? I'm ashamed to admit that now, if I'm working with cast iron, at the end of the day, if I'm doing a lot of it, occasionally my hands will get sore at the end of the day. Shut up, Chris. It's coming for you too. You know what? When it comes for you, I'll have a whole supply of relief factor ready for you, Chris. Because you know what's going to happen? As you get older, you're not going to be 12 forever. As you get older, aches and pains and sore necks and sore hands, they happen. And so you need to have relief factor in your body every day. It's a daily thing. You take relief factor every day. Your body fights off the inflammation naturally, so you don't take ibuprofen every day and kill your body. It works. You want to be pain-free? $19.95. They have a three-week quick start kit for $19.95. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com, all right? We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Friday and Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, reminding you, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Also reminding you that Joe Biden was speaking today and Deborah was not in attendance, yet Joe Biden, as he was speaking, got up and said this.
I also want to mention Congressman Deborah Ross. Where's Deborah? This year, I just had my picture taken with her. That's probably why she left.
No. Yeah, Deborah wasn't there. Joe Biden didn't have his picture taken with her. So what did he say he did? Well, there's another soundbite out there today from one of these race-baiting congresswomen. Barbara Lee is her name. And I'll play it for you, but there are multiple lessons to learn from it. It's going to tie back into the Joe Biden thing. Here was Barbara Lee.
You can't tell me that systemic racism does not exist. It's not just a little kink. Secondly, you have personal racism, which is hard to address, but I'll give you one little story. I was walking from the House building on Capitol Hill to the Capitol, and a man, a white guy, stopped me and told me I could not get into the members' elevator. And, you know, we have pens, and I was going to vote. And he blocked me from getting into the elevator and told me I was not a member of Congress, and it was for members only. I said, sir, I'm a member of Congress. And I showed him my pen, and he said, whose pen did you steal? Now, this is an example of what personal racism is and how...
Yeah, okay, so that never happened. You know that. I know that. It never happened. But let's talk a little bit more about something beyond politics that'll explain a lot of this. Why does Joe Biden get up and say, I just took a picture with Deborah? Why does he say his son died in Iraq, his son died in Afghanistan? Why does Barbara Lee tell some very clearly made-up story about some guy blocking her? Because there's all kinds of black people in Congress. It's nothing. It's not 1950. This is not something abnormal. None of that happened. She made it up. Why does this happen? Well, obviously, there's a lot of reasons behind the Barbara Lee thing, but remember what we've been talking about how communism, it's not even that it's really based on deception. It is deception because communism is of the devil. There is no truth in it. It's all lies. And what happens is when you have these people like Joe Biden, like Barbara Lee, I bet you've known someone like this in your life. People who begin to lie. Lying is one of those things in life. It is very, very odd. It starts small. And when you start lying, you start small. And then if you start to like it, if you keep doing it, the lies get bigger. And then soon, the lies become so ingrained in you, they become part of who you are. Like, have you ever heard the saying, the truth just isn't in him? Does that have the truth in him? Or there's another saying, I hear it all the time here in Texas. It's so true. I've known people like this where they say, that guy would rather climb the tree to tell a lie than stand on the ground and tell a truth. He'll go out of his way to tell a lie. Why? I'm not sure what it is, what happens inside the human soul. But for people who learn to fall in love with lying, it's just who they are. It's what they do. Barbara Lee, Chris, look up Barbara Lee. I bet you she's in her 60s or 70s. This is an older woman. Why would she stand on television and tell what is obviously a very, how old, Chris? 77. Okay. 77-year-old woman. This isn't some idiot 17-year-old on TikTok. This is a 77-year-old woman telling a lie that everyone knows is a lie. Everybody, everyone, no matter the race, no matter the political party, everyone heard that story and knew it was a lie. So why would she go on television and tell that? Because Barbara Lee has been lying about racism for her entire life, to the point where now, as a 77-year-old woman, instead of being, you know, when I picture a 77-year-old woman, I picture a kind but tough, wise woman who would care for her grandkids, you know, a grandma, right? Instead of that, she's this soulless monster demon who just lies. That's because she's been lying without effort her entire life. Now, it's just who she is. It's who she is. At this point, and I've known people like this in my life, at this point, I bet you think I'm crazy. Everyone in the world knows that's a lie, except for Barbara Lee. And I can't explain this, but if you were to hook Barbara Lee up to a lie detector test and ask her about the very clearly made up story of racism she just experienced, I bet she would pass, because lies have become ingrained in her DNA. Same with Joe Biden. It's just who he is. It's not what he does. It's who he is. So Deborah, when Joe Biden's up there pandering, yeah, I just took a picture with her.
I also want to mention Congressman Deborah Ross. Where's Deborah? I just had my picture taken with her. That's probably.
Except Deborah isn't even in the same city. But for these people, lying has become their entire world. Barbara Lee's been busting out that race card for 77 years. It doesn't matter what it is. You could tell Barbara Lee how you separate the laundry, and Barbara Lee would take that as you being a member of the KKK. That's who she is. All right. Now, speaking of all this race nonsense, why are they trying to make sure there's a bill that gets through Congress with the black national anthem? And should you care about that? It actually does matter, you know. It's not a side cultural issue. It does matter. We'll talk about that in a moment.